But it's not unusual for religions to adapt themselves to their believers' customs. In 1653, Nikon decided to restore all authentic Greek Orthodox practices. From that point on, for instance, the sign of the cross was to be made with not two fingers, but with three fingers, as in other Orthodox countries. The name of the Savior was no longer to be spelled Isus, but as Iisus, and so on. Most Russian Orthodox believers resented these changes. Why should the Third Rome go back to Byzantine traditions? Many fought the reforms bitterly, sometimes even to the death. Even after Nikon fell from grace in 1658, the Church Council maintained that the changes were necessary. In 1667, those who believed in the old customs were formally excommunicated from the Russian Orthodox Church and forbidden to have priests. Many such old believers fled or were exiled to other countries. Some even holed themselves up in their homes or churches and burned themselves to death. Russia, though, was merely on the verge of far more radical change. Segment 18C, Peter the Great. Tsar Alexei died in 1676, succeeded by his eldest surviving son, Fyodor III.